Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Now, here's this week's episode of Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. The following is a presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. On the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, welcome to Bulldogs Live. For the next 2 hours, we're talking dogs football. Hear from head coach Kirby Smart and get in-depth analysis from Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars. All that and more is right here on Bulldogs Live. Bulldogs Live is brought to you by Piedmont Healthcare. Piedmont Healthcare, connecting you with great care every step of the way. With confidence, we move forward. With heart, we keep carrying on. Georgia United Credit Union. Georgia United Credit Union. Score your official Bulldogs debit card today at GUCU.org/GoDogs. Georgia Farm Bureau. Always the home team. Bulldogs Live is also brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Drive sober so you won't get pulled over. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs. And by Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital and its employees in North Georgia are proud to support your dogs. Visit Northside.com. Now, alongside head coach Kirby Smart, here's the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome to Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. Georgia will play its long-awaited season opener in just 2 days when the Bulldogs kick off this shortened season against the Arkansas Razorbacks in Fayetteville, Arkansas. We'll have a full day of coverage for you right here on the Bulldogs Sports Network on Saturday, the good Lord willing and the creeks don't rise. Our coverage of Bulldogs football will begin at noon Eastern time with a Dog Talk pregame show, followed by the tailgate show from Fayetteville. Kickoff for the Dogs and the Hogs will be 4 o'clock Eastern time Saturday afternoon. But for the next hour here tonight on Bulldogs Live, Coach Smart will take your questions submitted on social media. Then in the second hour of our show tonight, we'll turn it over to Neil Williamson and the Bulldogs All-Stars. Your calls and questions are welcome for the guys who played for the Dogs. That's coming up from 8 to 9 o'clock tonight. But coming up next, it's Georgia coach Kirby Smart. He's standing by as we get underway with Bulldogs Live. It's game week right here on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. Welcome back to the show. We appreciate you taking some time to be with us again tonight. It's game week for the Bulldogs, Georgia and Arkansas on Saturday. Coach Smart is here. And, Coach, I'm sure it's been an interesting week for you to finally get to game week and high anticipation for the game against the Razorbacks on Saturday.
Certainly isn't who we thought we were going to be playing. So it's changed so much. You know, we thought we were going to be opening up in the Atlanta against a really good Virginia team that had a great season, and we were preparing that way. And then everything hit, and we didn't know where it was going to go. And pretty unique that we end up with, you know, Arkansas with a staff that has guys that were here last year and a team that, to be honest with you, I haven't played since being over on the East, so it just seems weird.
What was that period like when you didn't know what you were going to do, who you were going to open up with, if we were going to open up with? What was the process to kind of keep things going for you and the program?
Well, we knew we would play the teams on the East, and we didn't know if the other games would stick, and certainly we were prepared. We do a lot of preparation on the first 3 or 4 games of the season, so we had a lot of prep to do on them. We tried to actually take some of the time and do an actual game week preparation on the teams we knew we had. So we did that. We stayed in and worked like it was in season because we didn't have a lot else to do. And we could do that by Zoom, and our offensive staff had not been through that preparation yet. So it was good for us to get ahead from that standpoint, but it was tough in that we didn't get to spend time with our players and teach them a lot of the concepts that we're playing catch up on during the spring.
How long did it take for everybody in the program to learn that new method of communicating and how to stay in touch and how to continue with what you're doing here?
Well, you learn by doing things. That's one thing I've learned is if you're going to get good at doing something, you got to practice it. So we got a lot of time on Zoom. I was uncomfortable at first, but then became very comfortable and was able to do a lot of things through Zoom, communicate with players, communicate with other coaches across different staffs, sat in on Zooms with recruits. I mean, anything, it became Zoom, and to the point where it was sometimes exhausting, but certainly thankful for that mode of communication. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been able to do this.
Do you see those methods continuing in the future? Because they are, you know, they're kind of easy to do. I mean, they're right under your nose, and you can do it at any time.
Yeah, it makes things efficient. It doesn't give you that same personal feel, and sometimes you don't get a person's natural reaction because I think a lot of communication is nonverbal, and that's hard to see in Zoom and get a feel for and get comfortable with. But we've continued to do a lot of things through Zoom because it's just more efficient, and guys can get work done while they're in their office as opposed to maybe a team meeting room or a staff room.
Is it difficult in recruiting terms to build that relationship that's so important with this new method of communication?
Yeah, it makes it tougher. You certainly got to spend time on the phone, spend time on Zooms, talk to family on Zooms, and try to get their attention. And, you know, everybody's doing the same thing, so it just it makes it tough. I like a personal feel of having someone in your home better than having to go by Zoom. And when they came to our home here at Buttsmere, it was much easier.
What are you seeing out of your guys this week? They know they got a game in a couple of days, so I'm sure they're excited about that.
Yeah, it's always good. Suit it up, strap it on. I mean, they're tired of hitting each other. They want to play the game. So many of them have waited for this opportunity. We got a lot of guys. This is a big season for them in terms of not only their individual futures, but also their UGA legacy they're going to leave. And they're all really excited about that.
Is the roster limit still at 70 for road SEC games?
Yes, it'll be at 70 for road games this season. Some conferences actually lifted that and allowed to carry more for the thought of COVID, but the SEC stayed at 70.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Was there ever any conversation in the conference to change that number?
Yeah, it was brought up, and I know there was some support for it, and it ended up not, it fell through, and I don't exactly know why, but there was some thought that if you're going to dress 80 one week at home and 70 one week on the road, what would those 10 be doing when they weren't with you? And the thought was to keep them safe, to keep them with the team and not have them maybe go home or go out in the community. But they're getting tested anyway, so we're going to be protected, and they're getting tested 3 times a week.
How's that process to get to that number for you and your staff?
It's been tough. We've got good depth, and we create a lot of competition. So we still haven't decided. We won't decide till the last minute before we leave because, you know, a test could pop, something right. Could come up. I mean, a lot of things can happen. So we're always working on it. We always have depth charts available, and we try to make sure from a special team standpoint that we are getting guys in positions that can back guys up in case another guy can't make it.
Now that's the thing with this year. You just don't know it at any moment, any day. It could be different than the previous day because of everything that's around us. So you have to be flexible and you have to be patient, I guess.
Yeah, it changes fast. I mean, it really does.
This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. We've got your questions coming up for the coach, the ones you submitted on social media in just a moment. If you're missing Athens this season, then we'll bring a piece of Athens to you. Visit harrydoghouse.com to learn how you can get a real part of the Sanford Stadium experience right at your home gate. That's harrydoghouse.com, harrydoghouse.com. We'll be back for more Bulldogs Live right after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Bulldogs Live continues with Coach Kirby Smart. Georgia and Arkansas coming up on Saturday, 4 o'clock Eastern Time. Our coverage on the Bulldog Sports Network starts at noon for our pregame coverage. We want to thank Primerica for being back as a sponsor of our show once again this season. Primerica, the only company positioned to make the maximum impact on Main Street families. Primerica will be our Player of the Week sponsor each week once the Bulldogs get underway with the regular season, which is less than 48 hours away now. And coming up in this segment, your questions for Coach Kirby Smart. They're brought to you by Merriweather and Tharp. Ask the coach. You have questions. We have answers. Merriweather and Tharp. So, Coach, we'll get started with Jonah from Athens tonight. His question is, not that you have a choice, but he wants to know if you, in this situation, if you would have preferred game one to be a home game, or does it even matter?
You know, this situation I might be different than a traditional one. I took his question to say that he's asking, do you like the first game to be a home game or a road game?
I
prefer it to be a road game because you got less distractions, and you get guys kind of on a mission, and they don't have the distractions of, you know, family sometimes, who's coming to the game, different things going on here, what's going on the night before, what's going on the night after. I like the idea of going on the road and kind of being locked in. But then this unique situation this year, you know, I might prefer it be at home. Number one, we get to dress more guys, but at the end of the day, it probably doesn't matter.
And as you mentioned in the previous segment, Georgia hasn't been to Fayetteville since 2009 and hasn't played the Razorbacks since, 2014? That game was in Little Rock. Yeah. You had a lot of experience when you were at Alabama with the Razorbacks, but is there anything that you recall about playing in Fayetteville?
Not really. I mean, I tried to – when the schedule first came out, I cannot even remember playing there very much. I mean, it's a blur. It seems so long ago now. But, I mean, every other year, you know, at Alabama we were playing there, so I should have a better memory of it. But I remember some tough ball games, a couple low-scoring games, and some really well-coached teams there at Arkansas that we played against.
Jonah, thanks for your question. Tracy in Milton, Georgia, has the next question. And it's about the uniforms. Georgia will be wearing the throwback uniforms on Saturday with the white jerseys, honoring the national championship team 40 years ago, and the red pants. And Tracy's question is, do you like the red pants?
I do. I like the stripe. There's down the broad stripe down the white that kind of pops on the stripe of it, and the red pants. I know the players are excited about them, and I'm happy that they get an opportunity to kind of reminisce and see and recognize the team that did so well in 80, the national championship team. And I like the way the uniforms looked. I've always thought those were classic and sharp looking, so I know our players will be excited.
Certainly they don't determine any kind of an outcome in the game when you have new uniforms, but from a player's perspective, do you see a different step for them when they put on something new and something fresh and something exciting? They're playing in a different uniform, makes them a little more geared up?
Not really. 100% of 100 is 100. So, I mean, I don't get into the whole the uniform is going to make them play faster or make them feel better. If anything, you know, you concern them being a distraction the day of and putting them on and things like that. So we've tried to get all that out of the way with the release and the let them understand that it's not that big a deal, and they're going to wear a different color uniform, and the more they think about that, the less their mind can think about who their opponent is and what they need to do to play well.
Fans got an early chance to get a good look at the jerseys anyway, and they've seen the red pants as well, so it is exciting from a fan standpoint. Looking forward to seeing the team in those uniforms on Saturday. Kim in Athens, next question. For Coach Smart, were you happy for Coach Pittman getting a head coaching job?
Absolutely. I mean, I was happy for him. I wasn't happy for me at the time. I was certainly concerned and worried. I was like, okay, well, we got to replace a key ingredient that's been here the whole time. And Sam and I had developed a really good relationship. I trusted him a lot with team decisions and different input on things. And to lose him was, you know, at the time it was tough. I'm certainly extremely excited about Matt Luke and what he's brought to our program, and was very fortunate to get a guy of Matt Luke's caliber that's got head coaching experience, which is huge for me. But I was really happy for Pitt. He's worked so hard, and he's, you know, you don't find anybody that doesn't like Coach Pittman. He just is such a good person.
Was Sam exclusively a recruiter of offensive linemen? How does that work with your position coaches? Do they cross positions and work different regions when they recruit?
Everybody works different regions and works different positions, but I would say at the offensive line, it's very unique because there's so many. I mean, defensive back has five or six on the field a lot. Offensive line has five every play, so it's all you can do to recruit just your position. So he was always willing to get a little help from, you know, whoever on staff was allowed to recruit between Jonas, Fernando, whoever it was. But he did a great job, and he was very detailed in his watching of tape, but also his relationship building with the O-line.
You mentioned Fernando. He's on staff out at Arkansas now. That's another Georgia guy that has that connection now with the Razorbacks, and there are one or two others.
Yeah, Fernando did a great job for us, and I know he was certainly excited when Coach Pittman gave him that opportunity, and I was excited for him too. Look, I'm always very thankful when guys get opportunities from here because of the success we have, because I was one of those people that had aspirations of trying to grow and be successful in an organization, and I'm one of those people that believe if you be where your feet are, good things will happen. And if you really work hard where you're at and you prove you can be successful, good things will happen. And that's we've been very fortunate to have a lot of guys get jobs from here.
And we're talking about Fernando Velasco, who's on the staff now at the University of Arkansas. This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. And this is the Merriweather and Tharp Ask the Coach segment. You have questions, we have answers. We'll come back for more of your questions for Coach Smart in just a moment here as we continue on Bulldogs Live on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. Dogs getting ready to head to Arkansas for their season opener on Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock Eastern time. Our coverage starts at noon here on the Bulldog Sports Network with our extensive pregame coverage. And Dog Nation, for all your information needs, be sure you log on to GeorgiaDogs.com. You can track event results and get exclusive behind-the-scenes coverage. GeorgiaDogs.com has you covered for everything Georgia. Also, be sure to check out the G-Shop for exclusive releases of Nike game day official apparel, just like the coaches wear. You'll also want to check out those throwback 1980 white jerseys the Dogs will be wearing on Saturday. Also, special edition black jerseys available now at the G-Shop. You can find the G-Shop at GeorgiaDogs.com and the G-Shop today. All right, back to more questions for Coach Kirby Smart here. Merriweather and Tharp sponsors our Ask the Coach segment. You have questions, we have answers. Sarah in Athens, Georgia, wants to know, Coach, she says she just wanted to thank you for the Dogs for Pups campaign and what you and the players are doing for the Athens community. If you want to explain what that is to folks that may not know.
Well, a lot of our players came up with some ideas of ways they could impact in young people's lives, in particular, you know, some of the social injustice going on in the country. They felt like they could have a positive impact and make change and do some good, and where better to start right here in our communities. And they came up with an idea. Cortez Hankton's helped spearhead that. We've had, you know, numerous players jump in on it. And one of the key things each guy talked about was wanting to use their platform for good. Their social platform, and so many people can use social platforms for bad things. Our players have a lot of traction in the community and media outlets, and they've used that to generate a lot of local money to go to local kids in the Athens community that may not have snacks at home, may not have Wi-Fi at home, and they've created a better living environment and hopefully going to change some of these young kids' lives.
How important do you stress that community involvement, that community activity among the team?
Probably not as much as I should. I mean, it's one of the great realizations when you realize that it's more important for you to give back than what you get. And I think so many of our kids come in thinking, what am I going to get? You know, what's Georgia going to do for me, instead of what can I do for the community where Georgia is, and how can I impact some young person's life so that they have a better opportunity to be successful. And I think you realize that when you start giving back, and you see how some kids are living here in the community. They've done a good job of at least leaving a footprint that other guys can follow in.
Couple of guys I think of when we talk about community service, if you will, or Malcolm Mitchell and Rodrigo last year, who finished his eligibility and is now in the NFL. But those two guys were very active in the community.
Absolutely. They did a tremendous job. And Robert Miles and his staff, the Georgia Way and their staff, they all keep our players very active. And we haven't done enough to what we can do and how far our reach can be.
Nathan in Roswell has a personal question. Were you able to work on your golf game any during the quarantine period?
I didn't get to play as much as I'd like to. I really enjoy competing and playing golf, and probably didn't get to play as much this year as I have in years past. And you would normally think it'd be just the opposite of that, but it was tough with quarantine going on with kids and different things like that. It didn't happen because a lot of people were social distancing and chose not to play golf, so didn't get an opportunity to do as much.
Yeah, well, what were the rules of golf when you do get an opportunity to play during that time? I mean, do you have to play by yourself? It's a twosome instead of a foursome. I mean, what's going on?
Well, it's one of the safer things. I think the biggest thing is just staying in your own cart, which that was a very different experience to, you play in a foursome, four carts. That was probably the most different part of it.
Will in Valdosta, Georgia, is havoc rate still a thing for the defense this year?
It always is. I mean, it's extremely important, and it's just probably the number one stat you can have as a defense outside of scoring, because scoring ultimately is the goal, to not allow people to score. But havoc rate, and it indicates a lot more things: tackles for a loss, turnovers. Those things win games, and you can't create havoc sitting still. You gotta be able to move people. You got to be able to cause problems. You got to be able to create issues for offense, and creating havoc is sometimes risky, but in order to be successful, you got to take that risk.
Certainly beneficial because you've got so many players back on defense, so they're certainly familiar with that term and with that philosophy.
Yes, very much so. We've got a lot of guys back, and we're excited to get those guys back. The toughest thing for us is going to be finding a good balance of right, what does each player do really well, and try to use their strengths while they're in there.
Is there one position group on defense that is a little bit ahead of some of the others? What's your strongest position group? Maybe a different way to ask that question.
Yeah, I don't know that. I would reserve judgment until after the first game. It's all one player away. I mean, we have depth at some positions, but might not be as talented. And then a couple positions we're talented, but we have no depth. So it's one of those we can't. The whole body of work is yet to play itself out, and I think we'll know more as we go along and play and see how some guys are playing this year.
That's Coach Kirby Smart. This is Bulldogs Live. We're taking your questions via social media, and we'll continue that right after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Welcome back to the show, Bulldogs Live with Coach Smart. Your questions from social media as the Dogs get ready. They're counting it down now to Georgia, Arkansas on Saturday afternoon out in Fayetteville. And Dog fans, if you want exclusive access to a season preview, player profiles, UGA history, and more, then all you need to do is download the all-new Georgia Football Digital Yearbook at georgiadogs.com/digital. It's completely free to access. Georgia Football Digital Yearbook. Check it out now, georgiadogs.com/digital. All right, more questions for Coach Smart from you. You sent them in via social media. And Brian in Savannah has our next question. And Coach, he wants to know, how important is balance on offense?
Well, it's only important if you're scoring points or you're not scoring points. It's one of those deals that so many people think that balance is the key. You need to be able to run the ball when you have to run the ball. You need to be able to throw the ball when you have to throw the ball. And being successful at either one of those is extremely difficult in our conference. And a lot of that is not built around scheme. A lot of that is built around execution and who the people are that are doing it. And we've got a lot of new faces on offense, so it'll be very interesting to see if we're capable of balance. I think being capable of balance is different than some people understand it to be. And we're going to find out a lot about our offensive identity this weekend and the weeks to come, because we will get tested for sure in this conference.
And that definition is not just comparing running to passing, right? I mean, there's other things that go into a balanced offense.
Absolutely. I mean, I've heard it for so many years, and so many people in the media get misconstrued with what balance is. And to each person, they may say that's 30 runs and 30 passes. They may say that's equal yards. All right. We may say that we have stats that indicate the success ratio of each play, run or pass, and that's balance. But each person defines it in a different way, and that's not important to me as much as it is, are we using the skill set? Are we having success? Are we moving the ball? Because if you're moving the ball, balance gets thrown out the window.
Val in Sandy Springs, Georgia, has this question. Do you feel like the COVID-19 protocols are taking a toll on the players mentally?
No, I don't think so. That's become the new norm. I mean, for our kids, it's not something that takes a toll on you. I mean, there's not a lot of different protocol, okay? You become comfortable with what you demand, and you get what you demand. So if you say, all right, I've got to have a mask on, you get used to wearing a mask. I mean, my 8-year-old's wearing a mask every day at school and at recess. So, I mean, that's what he does. So he gets used to it, and that's the expectation. They handle it better. Same way with our players in terms of testing, meeting rooms, and trying to create a safe environment. So I don't think they're struggling mentally with the protocols.
Adam in Athens, can any of our DBs hang with George Pickens one-on-one?
Oh, yeah, they can hang with him. But I think hanging with him and covering him is a different thing. George is one of those guys that whether you're with him or you're on him, hanging with him or not, he's got a chance of catching the ball. He wins a lot of one-on-one 50-50 opportunities because he's got great ball sense, ball skills. He has an uncanny ability to judge the ball and be able to contort and twist his body and bounce and body control. It's just he's really been successful at that.
Does he have big hands also?
Yeah, he can snatch it. He can pluck it.
So there you go, Adam. Yeah, there are guys that can hang, but George is a pretty special guy. Chuck in Bogart, do y'all tackle to the ground every day at practice?
No, we don't. And old school football, they could probably do that in terms of injuries and guys getting beat up. There's not a lot of opportunities for us to do that. So we try to demand our kids to tackle the right way, and we try to teach it in a safe way. At the end of the day, it's about keeping our players safe. And we tackle onto big mats so that they can land on the ground without getting injury. We do a lot of different things, but we don't tackle to the ground every day.
What was it like when you were a player here, as far as the tackling drills?
Yeah, it probably wasn't that different. I mean, we were I don't know if we were using the same quality equipment that they're using now, but we weren't tackling to the ground every day. It's just not something that you can do in football day in and day out.
That just takes a toll on you as you get to game week, and then you're kind of worn out maybe?
Well, that, and I just, it's one of those deals, more injuries happen on the ground. There's all kinds of indicators that say live tackling is the highest way to get injured. So you try to minimize that as much as you can.
This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart, and you'll want to tune in this Sunday at midnight to WSB TV Channel 2 to catch this season's first episode of Kirby Smart All Access. This week you'll get a behind-the-scenes look at the equipment staff's planning and preparation heading into this unprecedented season. That's Kirby Smart All Access this Sunday at 12 midnight on WSB TV Channel 2, or anytime next week at GeorgiaDogs.com. The big equipment truck is getting loaded up and ready to go shortly, as a matter of fact, so it'll be pulling out for Fayetteville if it hasn't already. This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. Back for more questions for the coach right after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Appreciate you tuning in to Bulldogs Live with Coach Smart tonight, taking some time to be a part of your evening here on the Bulldog Sports Network. So thank you for listening. It's time for our look ahead with Coach Smart. It's brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. The penalty for getting a DUI can cost up to $10,000. That's why the Governor's Office of Highway Safety says drive sober so you won't get pulled over. And our look ahead is, of course, to the Arkansas Razorbacks. And, Coach, any initial thoughts on this Arkansas team and your focus and preparation for the Razorbacks on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm really impressed with the players they've got. I thought Chad did a good job of building a talent pool. He's very well connected in Texas. He had brought in some good players from that area. He's got one of the best backs in the SEC, and they got some of the biggest wideouts. You know, their strongest skill set is probably at the wide receiver, where they have tremendous size and a lot of catches there. You know, and they were a defense last year that I think they were second or third in the country in terms of scoring on defense. They had more defensive touchdowns than pretty much everybody in the SEC. So they're a team that has grown, gotten better, and I know the job that Sam does with these guys in preparing them from having worked with him, that they're going to have a very eager, hungry team.
And they've got a 1,000-yard rusher back on the offensive side, of course, in Rakeem Boyd. What does he look like? What have you seen from him?
Really talented back. I was saying he's one of the best in the SEC. And for him statistically to be one of the top guys in rushing yardage and do all that, you know, while playing for a team that was struggling last year, it's pretty impressive. And they do a good job of getting him the ball in a lot of different ways. And I know Coach Briles will continue that with his offense.
Were there any challenges with the amount of time that you had to prepare for these guys when you found out the schedule?
I wouldn't say that. I think the challenge was just trying to get familiar with their coaching staff. The offensive system, the defensive system are both coming from other places. That's the hardest thing when getting ready for a new opponent, when you don't have the carryover of like, what are we looking at? What kind of system are they going to be? And sometimes it gets confusing on our kids because they're watching Florida State on offense or maybe Missouri on defense, and it just gets tough to figure out who you're playing.
All right, back to our questions for Coach Smart, brought to you by Merriweather and Tharp. You have questions, we have answers. Wendy in Cartersville, Georgia, how has the pandemic altered the way you guys trained in the off season?
Well, we didn't get to train. The pandemic made it where we couldn't do anything for a while. And, you know, our strength coach, Coach Sinclair, did a great job of putting some workouts online. And we tried to reach out to each one of our kids. And, of course, everybody was scrambling to find out what we could legally send them in terms of workout and what they can work out with at home. I mean, it was tough because kids are telling you, well, I can't go up to school. They won't let me there. They can't go to the gym. They won't let me in there. It's closed. And there's just not a lot of options. And our kids want to train. That's what they do. So it became a very much an issue of we need to spend time visiting with our kids just on how they're doing mentally because they were taken out of their routine.
I know Coach Sinclair had those videos coming out constantly. That were online, similar to the what was it last year, the Throwdown Thursday stuff. That was entertaining. I mean, this was more work and business this go around, but still similar in their effectiveness, I would imagine, going out online with those videos.
Yeah, he had a lot of practice doing those from those years of Throwdown Thursdays.
Tommy in Grovetown, Georgia, has our next question. Which of our running backs has the best hands and ball skills?
You don't know. That would I would probably say Kenny or James. They both have really good ball skills and catchability. John Edwards has done a good job with that as well. And using those guys as receivers out of the backfield, it's always important because it makes it tougher to defend.
What's that competition been like in the backfield for you? What have you seen?
Well, those guys, a couple of those guys have been dinged up. You know, Kenny missed some time and Kendall missed some time. So we were a little more limited when we only had three and the other guys picked up the workload. But those guys have come back and they've been in pretty good shape.
Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. So we'll step aside for just a moment, come back for one more segment with the coach and a couple more questions for him right after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
You're listening listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Smart. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Coming up in just a few moments, it's the Bulldogs All-Stars, so stick around for the next hour of the show. Your chance to call in and talk to the Bulldogs All-Stars. Ask them anything you want about Georgia football and the approaching game against Arkansas this coming Saturday. And dog fans, you'll want to shop the UGA Bookstore for the best in Georgia gear next to Sanford Stadium or online 24/7 at ugabookstore.com. Keep an eye out for the new arriving items and stay up to date on the in-store events and promotions this season by following them on social media at UGA Bookstore. It's the UGA Bookstore, where the dogs shop. More questions for Coach Smart here as we finish up this first hour of Bulldogs Live tonight. Sandra in Milledgeville, Georgia, wants to know how important is nutrition during game week, Coach?
It's important every week. And so we believe in building the total person from a mental, physical standpoint, and that starts with nutrition. And our staff does a great job. Collier Perno is one of the best in the country. She is very well respected and well liked by our players, which is not always the thing that's it's the nutrition person is not always the most likable.
And not always popular?
Yeah, sometimes the big guys don't appreciate the love that she shows them. But she does a great job working around that, making it fun for the players, educating the players, not only for their time here, but their time in the NFL or their time the rest of their life. They've got to learn how to eat and what it does to your body. So game week, it's really important, but it's really important year-round.
That's an interesting point that you bring up with the big guys. Does their weight fluctuate more than the DBs or the linebackers, the smaller guys, just because they're larger and they're probably used to eating more?
Yeah, it fluctuates more, but it's probably the same percentage when you look at it across the board. But we've got some big guys that can they can get out of hand quick if you're not careful.
Todd in Athens says, what do you think it will be like playing in stadiums that aren't full?
Well, something that I don't have a lot of control over. I don't think about it much because, I coached at Division II level at Valdosta State, and the stadiums were never full. I mean, there were games I played in, coached in Arkadelphia, all over Arkansas, that nobody was there. And I care just as much about winning those as I do these. And I know the players there, that they loved it just as much as these players love it. So the competition's on the field in between those white lines, and as long as there's 22 out there, it'll be on.
Heather in Athens, a simple question here. How ready are you to get the season started?
Tired of talking.
I bet you are. And especially this week when there's a lot of demands for that, a lot of demands on your time and like we're doing right now,
Yeah, it's just a lot of the same questions over and over, and you want to go play. You want the kids to go play. The part of finding out who you are and putting all your work in is to see where you're at, and it's time for us to go find out where we are, and that's the part I'm looking most forward to.
And because of all the unknowns, I mean, does this game carry any more weight than perhaps the others, just because you'll be able to find out some things that maybe you don't know about the team just from playing this first game?
Oh, we're definitely going to find out a lot of things we don't know about this team. We're going to, in the SEC, they'll expose weaknesses really quick. So good news is we've been able to go against a really good team and ourselves every day. But we got to go out and play, and we really got to continue to get better. We're not where we need to be. We're young in some areas, but I am excited to see them go play, and that's what I'm most excited about.
Now, you guys will you travel tomorrow, travel Friday, right?
Yep, we travel Friday, and we'll go head that way and take the guys with us we're able to take, and stay safe and on the way, and get ready for a big game on Saturday.
All right, there you go. Dog fans, hope you tune in for Georgia football on Saturday. The Dogs will play at 4 o'clock Eastern time, and we'll have coverage on the Bulldog Sports Network starting at 12 noon for our pregame show, tailgate show from Razorback Stadium in Fayetteville at 1 o'clock, and we'll walk you right up to the opening kick. Stay tuned. We've got more Bulldogs Live coming up right after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Historic game rewinds and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dogs!